15 prisoners released from the facility a day after a visit there by U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke of being hung by their hands from a wall for hours and of wires attached to their tongues and genitals. The former detainees dismissed U.S. claims that the abuse was meted out by a small number of rogue operators at the jail. The testimony came on the heels of a grilling of Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz Thursday in the Senate Armed Forces Committee, where he was forced to admit that government-authorized interrogation techniques in Iraq aren't inhumane. After dodging questions about the interrogation methods, Democratic Senator John Reed angrily accused Wolfowitz of being non-responsive, repeating his question of whether or not putting a bag over someone's head for 72 hours was inhumane. The Pentagon's number two man is reported to have quietly said, "I believe it's not humane." At the same hearing, a top general told senators that the interrogation techniques may violate the Geneva Conventions on proper handling of military detainees. Marine Corps General Peter Pace, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is reported to have stated that the senior American commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, approved more stringent interrogation techniques than considered permissible by government legal specialists. Asked whether he would consider it a violation of international law to force a prisoner to squat naked and hooded in a cell for 45 minutes, Pace replied, "I would describe it as a violation, sir." The statements contradicted testimony a day before by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who told the Senate Appropriations Committee that Pentagon lawyers approved a series of interrogation techniques after the 9/11 attacks, including sleep deprivation, dietary changes, and forcing internees to assume stressful positions. He and General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told senators that these techniques were not deemed to violate the Geneva Conventions. Two British Muslims released from the Guantanamo Bay prison camp said that they were subjected to the same acts of torture that Iraqis suffered at the hands of U.S. troops. Shafiq Rasool and Asif Iqbal have reportedly written to U.S. President George Bush to detail a string of abuses, including being shackled for hours, being made to stand naked and in stressed positions, being subjected to snarling dogs, and being forced to endure shivering temperatures. Barbara Olszewski, a U.S. lawyer representing Rasool and Iqbal, told BBC Radio that they had written to Bush to make clear that their experience in Guantanamo Bay didn't happen in a vacuum. Olszewski of the New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights said that this treatment is very much part of the policy of the American military in similar situations around the world. Rasool Iqbal and a third man, Ruhal Ahmed, were among five British nationals released from Guantanamo Bay last March. Four others are still there, facing possible military trial for alleged connections with Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network and Afghanistan's deposed Taliban regime. In a March 13 interview with the Observer newspaper, the three former detainees said they were regularly beaten at Guantanamo Bay. Rasool and Iqbal are also petitioners in a U.S. Supreme Court case initiated by the Center for Constitutional Rights to determine if U.S. courts have jurisdiction to hear cases from Guantanamo detainees. Olszewski told the BBC that her organization hopes to extract concrete evidence from U.S. authorities about techniques used at the detention camp. In their open letter to Bush, the former detainees accused U.S. military officials of deliberately misleading the public about procedures at Guantanamo. Iqbal and Rasool have issued repeated allegations of abuse at the camp since their release last March. Previous allegations were dismissed by the U.S. Embassy in London, but after 2 weeks in which America has been convulsed by images of torture and humiliation, their latest challenge looks set to receive a more serious hearing.